Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, Global Happiness Specialist. Let me say that again, Global Happiness Specialist. And what does that mean? That means that this show, Reality Spirituality Radio, Reality Spirituality is about how to experience more happiness on the journey. It's really simple. There is a formula for happiness. There is a formula for happiness that doesn't include anyone else but you. There is a formula for happiness that doesn't include any circumstance that you can think of or any event. No, you have the power. This show, what I share on this show is how to experience more happiness. And who doesn't want that? Especially in this time. Well, listen, especially any time. But when I ask people, do they want to be happier, when I throw that question out, I always get the, yeah, where do I sign up? But the problem comes, the challenge comes from, that means you've got to do something. You've got to take action. You've got to take a different action than what you've been doing. And either you know, life is really simple. There are problems and there are solutions. If you want to feel happier, if you want to feel better about yourself and about life, it's really up to you to make different choices. And so this reality spirituality, when I say happiness is a choice, it's not always a choice because the programming gets in the middle of our choices. In other words, the programming sometimes keeps us stuck. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it is. It is a practice skill like any other skill, like writing, like speaking, like being a doctor, being an athlete, being a surgeon, a landscaper, an architect, a forest ranger. It is a practice skill, a race car driver, a practice skill. And so what this show shares, what Reality Spirituality shares, is what to practice. That's it. It's simple, what to practice and what to eliminate, because I've got my left hand up in the air. We were all programmed for unhappiness, and that's just That's just the truth. When I say program for unhappiness, you did not come out of the womb blaming, comparing, judging, pointing your finger and pointing your finger at someone else or the circumstances and to determine how you're feeling. But we learned, we were programmed, we were taught. And the programming is, suspect, my dear audience. The programming is suspect. But before I go on with the topic of the day, because I get new listeners all the time, every week the show is growing, and I want to thank my listeners for sharing the show, for contributing, for the emails. I really appreciate it. And listen, I don't know if any of you know or remember Don Rickles or even know who Don Rickles is, but I am an acquired taste, and either you love Don Rickles or you don't. But I'm not going to take anything, because I do get some emails that are very let's say contrary. But it's okay. I'm not taking anything personally, and that's one of the practices, is not to take anything what anyone says or does or a circumstance personally. So I got that down. Bring on all the contrarians. How's that? Before I get into the topic, and the topic is celebrate now, and it's a really important topic, because why are we waiting? Why are we waiting for a special occasion? Why are we waiting for a holiday? Why are we waiting to celebrate? Why are we waiting to lose weight? Why are we waiting to be in the relationship that we want? Why are we waiting for anything? And I'm bringing that up, why are we waiting, because we're coming around to a one-year anniversary of the accidental death of Kobe Bryant. And I'm sharing that because tomorrow is not promised. I know we've heard it on and on. I'm not saying anything that you haven't heard before. But I really, especially in this new year, we've been challenged like we've never been challenged before in my lifetime. And we're coming to a new year. And so the challenges are all around. The challenges are all around us. And when I say celebrate now, can you imagine if you know, I know it sounds maybe sound a little cryptic or morbid, if you know or know when you're going to die, physically die, because our energy lives forever, but this physical body, if you knew when you were going to die, what would you do differently, if anything? What would you do differently if you knew when you were going to die? If you knew you only had 5 years, if you knew you only had 6 months, if you knew you had 10 years, what would you do differently? And so that is the question only you can answer. And I've shared this before. There was a hospice nurse who did a study, and I love sharing this more than once, because I get new listeners all the time, and sometimes people listen to one show and they don't listen to another. But this is a really poignant point. There was a hospice nurse who did a study. Now, all of her patients are dying. They either have a week to live, 2 weeks to live, a couple of months to live, but they're on their deathbed. They're dying. And she asked, what are your 5 regrets? She asked her patients, the patients that were dying, what are your 5 regrets? And her name, you can Google it, and you can read the whole study. Her name is Bronnie Ware, B-R-O-N-N-I-E Ware, W-A-R-E. And you can Google her for her study, but the 5 most common regrets of the dying. And the reason why I bring that up is because I want to know, I can learn something, from someone who is looking at death, and what are they thinking about? What are they reminiscing about? What are their regrets? And one of the biggest regrets one of the five biggest regrets of the dying is not allowing themselves to be happy. Or not being, let me look at it and say it specifically, because I have the study in my hand. So I wish I had let myself be happier. That is one of the five regrets of someone that is the hospice patient that is dying. I wish I had let myself be happier. They said many of the patients didn't realize until the end of their lives that happiness is a choice. And that's going to play right into the topic of today. And the topic of today is celebrate now. Now, this happiness thing, when I say happiness, let me give you my definition for the new listeners. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace, the ability to feel, you know, that energy of balance, the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what anyone says to you, what anyone does, the ability to be at peace regardless of the circumstances is my definition of happiness. And when I say happiness is a practice skill, it is a practice. And the first part of the practice starts with gradually eliminating all of the behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness. And when I say happiness, I'm going to use the words interchangeably with peace, contentment, balance, you know, this relaxed state. It is a state of constant being in constant relaxation. When you feel relaxed, when you are at peace with yourself and the world, can you imagine just being at peace with yourself and the world? And that's your foundation, and that's what you're rooted in. And that's what I'm talking about when I say happiness. Being at peace with self, being at peace with the world. It doesn't matter what is going on out there. It's just being at peace, having a vibrational peace. And that means living in the present moment, and that means you're in the present moment and you are not saying, I want more out of this moment. You are not wanting more. You are not thinking this isn't enough. You're not finding fault with the present moment. What you are practicing is acceptance of all of it. And when you practice acceptance, it becomes your identity. And when I say acceptance, I'm talking about acceptance of everything. And the practice of trust, meaning that when you trust, you know that everything is in order, including your life, including the global life, the global community. Everything is in order. Now, some people would argue with me about that. But that foundation of trust and surrendering and acceptance and that vibration of feeling and being satisfied, it's a very powerful place to live. It's a very powerful place to stay. It's a very powerful place to hold on to. When I say the first part of the practice starts with gradually eliminating behaviors that have been proven to subtract from happiness, well, some of those behaviors are having expectations. All expectations subtract from your peace. Another behavior is blaming someone or a circumstance for how you feel. It's also what the ego likes to do is have a story about it's their fault. It's always someone else's fault. No, I'm sorry to say, and that's why this is a road less traveled. This is a road less traveled practice. I'm sorry to say, sorry to say that you cannot blame anything or anyone for how you're feeling. I mean, you can, but it's not the truth. The truth is, and what is not taught, is that we have been programmed for unhappiness, that all of us have, you know, this life is an emotional roller coaster. And what that means is I don't care who you are. Even me, the global happiness specialist, I have challenges just like you. Just like, in fact, I say that the universe gives me even more challenges, because if I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist, then bam, let me hit you with this, Rebecca. Bam, let me hit you with that. And what I always go back to is trusting that everything is in order and surrendering to whatever is happening, and also eliminating the judgment. So the first part of the practice is eliminating behavior. And the other behavior is blaming and comparing yourself to others, lack of acceptance of self, and lack of acceptance of others. Well, you can't accept others without accepting yourself. Believing words have power, having attachments, impatience, noticing what someone else is doing. Now, that's a really good one. If you just picked up or chose one of those topics, one of those, eliminating expectations, eliminating blaming, eliminating comparing, eliminating worrying. I didn't say worrying, but worrying, all worrying is a lack of trust. So if you pick any of those behaviors that subtract from your happiness, and you say, you know, I want to work on eliminating blaming. I want to work on, you know what's a real easy one to start with is patience. And a real easy practice is when you're driving, impatience. And also when I talk about driving, that means no more rushing. I don't want to say a promise. Can I get a hand raised to maybe stop the rushing? That means even if you leave late, you don't rush. You can't feel peaceful and rush and be impatient at the same time. You're either going to be impatient or you're going to be peaceful. They can't live in the same house. The rushing and the peace, it's really not easy to be peaceful and rushing at the same time. So it starts with little behavioral changes and being aware. See, the main thing, one of the biggest things, is this self-awareness. And what are you doing and why are you doing it? What are you saying and why are you saying it? It is really a practice in self-awareness 24/7, unless you're sleeping, of course. But when you're awake, just pay attention. What are you, do you have an agenda? Oh, this is another thing that subtracts from happiness, having an agenda. When I say having an agenda, I mean having an agenda for the other person. You want the other person to do something. You want the other person to change. All agendas subtract from your happiness. And when I say these things, I mean, you can debate me. I have a few people in the queue. You can debate me, but I'm telling you, I've done the work. I've done the work. Having an agenda is just the beginning of taking away or is going to be eventually subtracting from your peace, having an agenda. Because what if that agenda isn't met? See, that agenda. How about having an agenda the way the universe has an agenda, which is there is no agenda. The universe, the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. The universe, there is no agenda. So, you know, I'm getting off on a tangent here. I'm getting off on a tangent, but let me reel it back in. And sometimes I do that. I have to pull myself back in. Where was I? Oh, okay. So the behaviors that subtract from happiness are many. Some of them are living in the past, living in the future, having a judgment, having a preference, trying to control anyone or anything outside of self, taking anything personally. I talked about worrying. You can't be happy when you're worrying. And worrying only indicates a lack of trust. Also, being open. being open to change, being open to new ideas, being open to all possibilities, staying open. So my question to you is, when is the last time you changed your mind? When is the last time, not only have you changed your mind, when is the last time that you've changed one of your behaviors? When is the last time you eliminated something? And I'm not even talking about drinking or food or junk food or none of that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a behavioral elimination, behaving differently. And if you are not able to specifically write down, yes, in the last 6 months I've changed this, in the last 6 months I've been practicing, and it's always a practice. Happiness is a practice skill. I've been practicing not blaming anyone or my circumstances for how I'm feeling. And again, when you start practicing, I always ask the universe for help. I don't think I'm trying to do this by myself, or I'm doing this by myself. Hey, universe, help me. Help me, because the struggle is always internal. All suffering comes from thinking that something needs to be different than what is actually happening in the moment. All suffering comes from thinking that something needs to be different than what is actually happening in the moment. And the truth is that vibration, I talked about it earlier, the vibration of satisfaction is not taught or practiced in today's world. You know, I'm not satisfied with the present moment. And I can guarantee you that if you're not satisfied with your present moment, you are not going to be satisfied with any of your future moments. So that vibration of satisfaction, and I'm not talking about not acting, but the vibration, there's a vibration of satisfaction. If you're not practicing that and asking for help to help practice that, then you are not going to be happy, or you're not going to be satisfied in your future moments either. Your present moment morphs into the future moment. And what you practice in your present moment is what is going to be practiced in your future moment. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm saying it anyway. How's that? Let me ask you some questions. Well, let me say this. I talked about the first part of the practice, eliminating behaviors that have proven to subtract from happiness. And the second part of the practice is cultivating behaviors that have been established to add to your happiness. And those behaviors are, adding to happiness are, I said a little earlier, acceptance of self and others, trust that everything that happens is happening for a reason, and that could be beyond your comprehension in the moment or experience. Listen, I'm looking at the universe, and the universe, this doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't make sense in my little pea brain, because I don't have the full vision. I mean, if you could, if I'm one speck on this planet compared to the whole universe, I have no idea of the divine plan, or I absolutely no idea. But I have watched it. I have witnessed it. There is evidence of it unfolding in my life in the past that I can cling to, and I can say, you know what? There is evidence that I know, that I trust, that whatever is happening is here to serve me. Whatever has been happening is here for my betterment. I have evidence of that, and I know every single person that is listening has evidence of that too, has evidence that what the saying is, everything happens for a reason, or everything happens for a good reason. Everything is happening for a reason, and so the trust comes in. Do you trust? Again, something that adds to happiness, don't take anything personally. I had a conversation with my son the other day, and he was talking about, okay, I prefer people talk to me in a nice tone as opposed to yelling at me. So he has a preference. And I said to him, well, So you're saying if someone's yelling at you, that, and you know, I will get to today's topic. I will get to today's topic. If someone's yelling at you, so that means your energy is going to change, your vibration is going to change, you're going to be affected by someone yelling at you as opposed to talking to you in a nice tone. And yeah, it's going to affect me. I said, well, then that means what someone else can do affects you. Number one, I know that if someone's yelling at me, number one, I'm not taking it personally. Number two, I know that they're yelling, when I say not taking it personally, they're yelling to hear themselves. It's not directed at me at all. And so when I know that, you can yell or you can talk to me softly, because what you do is not affecting me. That's the practice. Now, listen, I wasn't born like that, and that didn't happen overnight, but again, happiness, peace is a practice skill. Humbling the ego. When you humble the ego and you do not, and you recognize the ego's position, and what is the ego's job? The ego's job, and I'm going to get to the topic after this, the ego's job is to make me feel as bad as possible for as long as possible. That's it. To point out everything that's wrong. And boy, my ego is so good. It's so good at all of it. It's a master. Focusing on what's wrong, what could be different. But you know, I discovered the weapon that the ego uses. And it's one weapon that the ego is skilled with and is mastered. And that weapon is only providing me with one perspective. The ego is only going to give me one perspective. And if I'm looking at any situation or any circumstance only one way, I can only see it one way, that's going to subtract from my happiness. That's going to subtract from my peace. And what I know is the practice having more than one perspective. But if you're stuck and if you feel like you are quote-unquote suffering or challenged, practice changing your perspective. Nothing in your life has to change but the perspective. Can we get to today's topic? Yes, let's do it. Because, you know, woo, I get on a roll and I just, I could talk about this topic for, it's what I was destined to talk about. Happiness. Now, the topic of today's show, 30 minutes in the show, I mentioned earlier about Kobe Bryant having an anniversary. I believe it was late January where his helicopter crashed. And family, prime of, I think he was in his 40s, mid-40s, prime of his life, dead, done, kaput, he's out. And none of us are promised tomorrow. It's a cliche, but it's very true. So why are we waiting? Why are you waiting to celebrate? Why are you waiting for a special occasion or a holiday to celebrate? And let me give you something to celebrate. Let me give you something you can celebrate every day. Just celebrate your consciousness. Celebrate your self-awareness. Celebrate that you can make a choice. Celebrate your growth. Celebrate your expansion. Celebrate, and when I say celebrate, do what you love to do. I don't care what it is. Me, you know, a good meal, and a nice bottle of wine or something to drink, and a football game. You know, just everybody's different. Celebrate. I'm at the third stage in my life. I'm 65 now, and It's time to celebrate everything, even the mundane. When I say mundane, I mean even just the daily laundry or the dishes or shopping. Because when you are celebrating, there is a lightness. There is a lightness to it. You know the difference. And so I'm advocating a lot more lightness. Celebrate the smallest. And see, I'm not gonna get an Academy Award or a Super Bowl trophy for my personal growth. This world is not set up to give awards for personal growth and personal change. I mean, but what's the most important? I mean, really, look at the people that have, when I say the people, I'm talking about, you know, the people we all know, from the Michael Jacksons to the Prince to the Andrew Bourdain to the Robin Williams to the Elvis to the Wiz. Look at all of the people that had everything. Money to the fame to the recognition to the gifts of music, the gifts of comedy. Celebrate, but still troubled. And you know when someone is troubled. You know how you know when someone is troubled? By their actions. And you know how someone is troubled by how often they get angry. And you know someone is troubled. When I say troubled, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to be troubled. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you notice is when how quick it is for them to be irritated, annoyed, angry. And I'm using all those because a couple of decades ago, that was all I was, angry, judgmental, opinionated. I'm right, you're wrong. It was constant, and I was on this up and down and up and down. And I could argue with a stranger on the street. I loved it. I loved the back and forth. I loved the conflict. Scratch that. My ego loved it. I wasn't comfortable with being at peace, with just being. I wasn't comfortable with myself. I wasn't comfortable with that person in the mirror. I wasn't comfortable with that at all. And so when I say celebrate, it's a big difference between who I used to be and who I am now. When I say who I used to be, it was all ego. So allowing my ego to drive, allowing my ego to have full control over not only my emotions, but the story behind my emotions, allow my ego to have full control over labels that I would use to describe either I'm having a good day or I'm having a bad day. No, the ego made all of those decisions for me. And when I say celebrate the quieting of the ego. Celebrate the humbling of your ego. Celebrate the rise in consciousness and in awareness. Celebrate the when I say awareness, the awareness that in every moment you are able to have a choice in what you do and how you do it, and what you say. You don't have to respond. Celebrate that you have different tools. And it's really all about having different tools. Meaning, I got a whole tool belt here that I'm wearing, a whole tool belt. I didn't have these tools when I was in my 30s, in my 40s. I didn't have these tools about wanting to be committing to happiness and peace over everything else. No. I wasn't into humbling my ego. I was into feeding my ego. I wasn't into accepting others, accepting myself. I didn't have a loving relationship with myself. You know what I did? I criticized myself every turn. It wasn't good enough. I wasn't good enough. I didn't know. I'm lazy. The list goes on. You don't have to criticize me. I was great at criticizing myself. But now, I'm a celebrating machine. I'm going to celebrate even the smallest behaviors, the smallest changes. And I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting for a birthday. Holidays and all those things are overrated. It doesn't even, what am I doing? Everybody's celebrating on one day. Everybody's celebrating the same thing on one day. No, I can celebrate Christmas tomorrow. I can celebrate my birthday this afternoon. I can celebrate the 4th of July in March. Shake it up. This programming of celebrating only when, doing this only when. No. The program is the reason for the suffering. The programming. And ask yourself this question. Whenever you feel challenged, am I challenged by the event or am I challenged because I'm programmed to be challenged? So if I, let me go back to the driving. If I'm driving and someone cuts me off in traffic, I have a choice of responding. I have a choice in responding. Now, if they cut me off, either I can flip them off or I can get angry or I can curse or I can have another perspective and say, you know what, that person is in a hurry. Maybe a loved one, they just got news and a loved one is in the hospital and they are close to death. See, you can change your perspective about anything to find more peace or to experience more peace. Yes. What if the person that cut me off in traffic is rushing to the hospital? Wouldn't you have a different vibration? See, it's so many things, the not taking them, cutting you off personally, the letting it go, the practicing a different perspective, and then celebrating that you are doing that you are doing something different. Celebrate that you are actively doing something different. Celebrate. Don't wait. I don't know how long I'm going to have on this planet. And quite frankly, I don't even have a preference. I'm not asking the universe, hey, universe, I want a long, long life. No, my conversation with the universe is whatever is decided or whatever your will is, I'm going to be good with it. I'm going to be good with it because that's bringing me peace. I'm not going against, I want to flow with the universe. I am not going to be resisting because I've resisted consciously and unconsciously, I go right into the wall. You know, you just run right into a wall, resisting what is, resisting the universe's plan. So my point is taking deep breaths throughout the day. I have a little ritual that I do. I don't meditate the traditional way. In the morning I go out. I usually go out barefoot and I you know, rub my hands together, palms up in the air, and I say, "Hey, universe, bring me whatever you want to bring me today. And I don't ask, but bring me whatever I need today. And I don't even have to say that because I always, and you too, my dear audience, you too. In every moment, you are always getting what you need. There is nothing that you are not, that you don't have, that you, that the universe is keeping from you. Whatever you have is exactly what you need. What? Whatever you are experiencing is exactly what you need. The universe doesn't throw you out there and say, okay, good luck. No, it's serving you in every way, in every moment. The question becomes, do you believe that? Do you trust that? Do you know that? When I say celebrate, this deep appreciation of life, of having life, of being alive, you know, some people have this near-death experience, or maybe they have an experience where they've been close to death and they've come out of it. You know, I was looking at some documentary the other day about shark attacks and these people that survive shark attacks. And they come out of it with a different appreciation for life. And I'm here to say that nothing that traumatic has to happen before you start to celebrate every moment. Before you celebrate every moment. Even the moments that don't feel good, even the moments that don't feel comfortable, even the moments you wish they would pass, because they do pass, you know. Everything passes. Nothing stays the same. The ego will tell you, the ego will try to convince you that this is, Houston, I have a problem. But when you look at the ego and say, you know what, ego, that's a nice try. Good try. Good try trying to make me feel like crap. Good try, ego. But not today. Not in this moment. Come back again. The store is closed. Come back again. Because the ego is relentless. Relentless. My ego is relentless. But I know the difference. I know the difference. And my ego doesn't want to celebrate the moment. My ego doesn't want to celebrate the present moment. My ego doesn't want to celebrate the mundane. No, my ego is always looking for something else, something more. So I'm here to say, let's start celebrating, because the more you celebrate, the more that celebration vibration is going to be a part of you. It's going to be a part of who you are. I celebrate every single day. Sometimes I say, day is over, it's 2 p.m., day is over, time to celebrate, which means, and we're all so different, we are as different as our fingerprints, so I want to let you know that my celebration may not look like yours, so you come up with your custom celebration and do it every day. Not just once a month or when a holiday comes. No, every single day. Find something to celebrate and actively celebrate it. I don't care if it's, maybe it's a cookie. You know, I don't want to advocate sugar or anything like that. But whatever it is, whatever makes you feel celebratory, I hope I used that word correctly, celebratory. Yes, that is a word, but I don't know if I used it correctly in a sense. But anywho, whatever it is, celebrate now. Celebrate today. Celebrate that you are able to live, breathe, choose. Celebrate that you're able to smile. You know, I pulled a muscle in my inner thigh, and it just takes a long time to heal, inner thigh, groin area. Oh, and so it's a constant reminder. I have a constant reminder, and I ask the, you know, of course I say, universe, and I just want to feel better. Can I feel better? Can I physically feel better? And then the universe hits me with, well, what if you are going to, you know, have this uncomfortable pain for the rest of your life? You're not going to be able to be happy or at peace? Is that what you're telling us? That you're not going to be able to be happy even with a pulled muscle? So it's the celebration regardless of how you are physically or emotionally feeling. It's nothing to do with the circumstance. It's something to do with a way of living, a celebratory way of life. Celebrate often, celebrate in the moment, celebrate now. Celebrate now. I command you to celebrate now. Don't wait. Why are we waiting? Waiting for what? I have a few people in the queue. If you want to speak with me, just press the number 1, and I will get you on the show. So I have some more questions. Let me see. I'm just looking at my notes. Celebrate, yeah. What are you waiting for? Celebrate now. Yeah, let's see. Hold on. What are you waiting for? So the special occasions, yeah, they're nice, but I don't need a special occasion to celebrate. Hold on a second. Area code 951. What is your first name? You're live on Reality Spirituality. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. Welcome to the show again. How was your week looking?
Oh, wonderful.
And are you a type to celebrate only on special occasions, or do you celebrate during the days?
Oh, I celebrate 10 times a day.
Oh, really? Can you give us an example, please?
Well, the sun coming up and the sun going down, and then, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then making it, everything that happens, it's a good thing.
You know what? Let me just say something. I got chills when you said the sun coming up and the sun going down. I just got chills because It was really one of the topics that I don't even remember when I talked about it, but where is the celebration of the sun? Where is the appreciation? Where is the thank you, sun, for shining on all of us, regardless of what we're doing or why we're doing it? And thank you, Nathaniel, for the reminder. The celebration of the sun coming up and the sun going down, the celebration of the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the celebration that, yes, we can celebrate even our meal, celebrate even a walk. I really, you know, I remember when you first called to the show. I don't remember exactly when, but it seems like you, and I don't know if I'm right, but it seems like you, just your shift in energy is very profound. And, I mean, I can feel it. I can feel it. And it really has nothing to do with maybe your life changing or your circumstances changing, but definitely your perspectives are different. And your perspectives are lighter. Am I on with that or off with that?
Yeah, that's one thing that you can change, your perspective. You know, if you think about, you know, even though, you know, we have somewhat upheaval in America now, it's so much better than anywhere else. maybe not everywhere else, but most places.
Can I ask you to share with the audience, can you share with the audience one tool that you use, to aid in your light vibration? What are some of the, you know, behind the scenes? What does Nathaniel do that you can share with the audience? Yeah, one hint, one tool that you use that's personal to you, if you don't mind.
It's taking a slow, deep breath and focusing in on your heart and seeing what your heart needs to say. You can ask your heart any question, and it'll already answer before you finish asking.
And what do you say to those people who say that their heart isn't answering?
Listen. Be still and listen.
I love that, and I love that you are reminding the audience to breathe and breathe deeply. Deep breath, even the appreciation for a deep breath, even the celebration of a deep breath.
And I think, remember that a lot of shows, you know, this is a really, really good show. And if you call in the Blog Talk, a lot of people really don't have a very good show. A lot of people want the money. You know, a lot of people, and a lot of people are doing it for ego. You know, they think that they, you know, they have 15 million people listening, and, you know, this is their chance to, you know, or a lot of people really don't have the right answers, because I don't like psychics that you really have to ask a question. Because it comes into a psychological answer, and you know, it could be quite manipulative, or you know, people are. You know, there was one lady saying how you manipulate people to do it. So one girl just wants to know what the weather is where you are, and she could tap into your energy and tap into your guides. So I like people that, you know, that you really don't have to ask a question. And I think a lot of people, you know, a second grader can pull cards. And, you know, it does take a while to read tarot cards. But, you know, and tarot cards can be good. But, you know, it's, you know, your heart is the answer to be able to find out what what you're saying, because it doesn't so much matter, you know, what they say.
Well, let me first of all, I love your contribution to the show. I really do. And I really appreciate it. Let me say something though, because one of the things that subtracts from happiness, and one of the things that subtracts from your own peace, is noticing, and I'm saying this with a lot of love, and thank you so much, Nathaniel, for calling in. But one of the things that subtracts from happiness and subtracts from your peace is noticing what anyone else is doing and then making a judgment about it. I know, and the only reason why I know is because I did it all the time. And the other thing that I had to learn is that there is something, see, we're all on our unique individual journeys. Nathaniel's on his journey, I'm on my journey, you're on your journey, my dear audience. We're all on our different journeys. And we are as different as our fingerprints. And so the journey entails a lot of different trillions of varieties, endless amount of varieties. And so what works for someone else is not going to work for someone else. But the noticing, and I had to stop because I was looking at what other someone was doing, and unless, this is just me, unless I am complimenting or unless I am admiring, complimenting, taking notes, wow, what a great suggestion. The critical, and I'm not saying that you're criticizing Nathaniel, because I didn't get that critical vibe from you at all. But even the critique of someone else and what they're doing is not beneficial for my peace, because that means that I'm critiquing myself and I'm being critical of self. So when I say that, when I say mind your own business, and it's not about what anyone else does, or it's not about what anyone else says, because listen, I was the queen of judgment. I could judge. Oh, and I knew I was right, but the judgment and the looking at someone else and coming up with a conclusion, I say there's room for everyone. I'm looking at the trees right now. I look out my windows, and I'm surrounded by these tall trees. It's a wall of trees. And there's so many different, listen, not one of them is alike. And every one of them has a different growth pattern, different leaves, different branches, different placement. They're all different. So I'm not going to look at that tree and compare it to another tree. The comparing and the noticing will always subtract from your happiness. I'm just throwing that out there. So the practice is to stay out of everyone else's business and know that everyone has their own personal journey, and they're on their journey, and their journey is perfect for them. That was a hard one for me to get, because I knew that this show is about happiness. And when I say, do you want to be happy, and you're in a class of mine, there are a lot of people that leave the class and get out of the class and leave the class before it's over, because the looking in the mirror and the changing self and then making adjustments with self is not an easy task. It's really easy to blame and look at someone else. But like Nathaniel was saying, self, looking at self, your own heart. And what I would say, too, is ask the universe for guidance. And if you don't hear it from your heart, just say, hey, universe, how do I? I always ask those questions. How do I? How can I? Those are the only questions I ask the universe. How can I? How do I? How can I be more conscious? How can I be more self-aware? How can I trust more? How can I surrender without resistance more? How can I practice letting go of what someone else is doing? Now, unless, you know, you're out and about and someone's doing someone harm, that's something different. But I'm good with what anybody else does, whatever show they have, different kind of show. It's not this show, but it's whatever show they want to put on, I'm good with all of that. I can't be concerned about what anyone else is doing. It subtracts from my peace. So the takeaway for today's show is celebrate today, celebrate tomorrow, celebrate as often as possible. And with that celebration, laugh today, laugh tomorrow, and laugh as often as possible. I mean, that is a prescription. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it is a skill. It is a practice. Whew. Anyone else in the queue? I have a few people in the queue, but then sometimes people don't want to speak on live, but that's okay. I accept all of you. However you want to listen, Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a couple of videos on YouTube. Feel free to check the videos out. You can just Google Rebecca Norrington. I have a few more videos that are on my channel. And my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, and you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill. And your experience in every moment will reflect on what you practice.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh,
yeah. Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.